There are a lot of bills, hundreds of bills that are put forward every legislative session, as you and I talk about a lot. And it's interesting how you'll find out about ones that could be very controversial. This one in particular, I got to be honest, I didn't have this on my show, but then I was glad that I happened to have been buying balloons for the first day of spring today. Senate Bill 452, an act concerning the release of lighter-than-air balloons. This bill would prohibit the sale of helium for filling types of balloons. And you may think, okay, well, yeah, that could have a real environmental impact because it essentially means not letting the balloons go and where do they end up and all that. But what would this do to the many businesses that rely on helium to, I don't know, sell balloons and run a business? This became very clear to me when I was picking up balloons at my favorite balloon store. Can I just say that? Beach Party Balloons right here in Milford. And I spoke with the owner, Chris, who just testified against this bill recently in Hartford and agreed to come on the show. Chris, welcome. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. By the way, I got into the car yesterday and Chase was like, Mom, that poor man did not think you were going to make him come on your show. So I want to let you know, my son feels awful that I put you in that situation. But I said, no, I really think he wants to share his story. First of all, Chris, I want to first give people an idea of the work that you do, how long your shop has been around, and honestly, the impact it has on the community.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been in business. This is our 10th year right now. And we've do everything from graduations through with schools, local universities, birthday parties, mitzvahs. You know, if there's a reason to celebrate, there's a reason for balloons.
I agree. Even the first day of spring, which is why we bought nine balloons yesterday, and I don't regret any of that. This bill, again, I think the real reason for it is obviously to reduce environmental harm, because when the balloons get released, it can become litter. It's to better protect wildlife. I mean, it's very understandable, absolutely. But what would this bill do if it were to pass? What would it do? I mean, I would think it would shut your business down.
It would definitely be very close. About half of our sales currently come from helium. So, that would definitely hit us hard. You know, and I'm thinking, like, when people say, you know, when the balloons get released, I'm like, why would the balloons get released? I do hundreds of, you know, of helium arrangements every year, you know, and I don't see them getting released. We typically do, you know, a lot of parties and events or stuff like that, you know, and balloons are quite expensive. I don't see why people would be releasing them, you know, their expensive events, but, you know, into the air. But I guess if some people do, especially for like memorials and such, trying to honor those who have died before them. But you know, we think that we could get away with a responsible use framework, you know.
I was going to say, I noticed in your testimonial when you testified in person up in Hartford, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So when I was reading through what you had said, it wasn't, you know, I would say it wasn't an all or nothing like, hey, don't just do this and let's walk away. I mean, it was almost like a compromise, like, hey, we would be behind kind of a do not release messaging or some kind of zero tolerance for intentional releases, right? I mean, talk a little bit about how there are solutions maybe to this issue, but to just ban helium sales is not it, in your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, so like, we do definitely believe there's a compromise, you know, where, you know, us as balloon artists and decorators, you know, we like our environment, you know. I'm an avid, you know, hiker, and we go camping, you know, all the time. We definitely care about balloons released into our environment, you know, and I think that there's a sweet spot that we could definitely hit that addresses the environmental concerns, but also doesn't ban helium destroying my business. And, you know, people rely on helium balloons because they're fun and, you know, it could really change the mood and atmosphere of an event for sure.
I couldn't agree with you more. And that's just, again, that's me personally. I'm sure there are people who feel like, really, we're going to fight over balloons. But again, and you brought this point up to me, Chris, because I don't know how many balloon shops there are in Connecticut. I don't have that off the top. Maybe you do. I don't know how many independent stores like yours exist. But you brought up a great point, which is that there are a lot of other places that do rely on helium. Like you had brought up, there are craft stores, there are grocery stores, there are a lot of places that, no, it wouldn't put them out of business, but they certainly would take a financial hit if you removed that option to buy helium for balloons. I didn't really think of that, but it's very true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, not only that, but like, you know, a lot of the small independent shops like me are minority or women-owned, you know. Those demographics tend to get into this field more often than others. And yeah, that would definitely affect a lot of small entrepreneurs in the state. You know, I'm in contact with a number of them, you know.
So,
and, you know, we all band together and.
Yes. So again, we have Chris Edwards here, and he is the owner of Beach Party Balloons, a local business serving the Milford community for 10 years now. And he recently testified against Senate Bill 452, proposing a ban on helium sales for balloon inflation. I don't know how often you find these discarded balloons everywhere. That's something that I would have to get a better understanding of. But again, I'm wondering if there is a compromise, or if there is a better solution than to just put people out of business or to just remove the option of helium filled balloons.
So, I mean, currently Connecticut has a 10 balloon limit within a 24-hour period for balloons released. We want to bring the number down to zero, you know, have a zero tolerance policy for balloon releases. We think that all balloons should be weighted before they leave, you know, the shop or a place where you get them. And we want, we would all agree to putting messaging at our point of sales about balloon releases and the harm it does to our environment. You know, we want to be educators in this space, you know, to kind of protect both of our interests.
Yeah, I am wondering, you know, is there a way to work with you guys and be able to come up with legislation that wouldn't totally, again, put you out of business, but would be better for the environment? Because, I mean, I will say from the other side, Chris, certainly, I have absolutely seen discarded balloons, you know, on beachfronts. I know fishermen have certainly told us about finding it. I do also understand, you know, but here's the thing that drives me a little bit crazy is I understand animals ingesting it. That's a huge problem. But for years, and I go back to when I used to go to high school, I was in the environmental club. So like I'm with you in saving the environment and saving these animals. But it drives me crazy, for example, the fact that we haven't banned yet the plastic rings that hold bottles or cans all together, because those are found in the water or in, you know, in the wherever constantly, and animals get their heads caught in them all the time, which is why I've always cut them and everything. But those have not been banned or they've had some cans, for example, use kind of a plastic covering instead. But again, there are certain things that I think more likely end up being ingested or around these animals just because more people are going to buy a 6-pack or a 12-pack of sodas or beers or whatever versus buying a whole thing of balloons. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think we need to come up with, you know, then if we're going to ban helium, then, man, we should ban a heck of a lot of other stuff that animals are ingesting.
Well, that's the thing, you know, like, you know, disproportionately balloons represent a small portion of it, but like, I think people are more used to seeing other kinds of plastic, you know, but when you see a balloon picked up, you're like, oh, why a balloon? That's, you know, it feels like super out of place.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think that that's part of it, you know. Latex balloons, the regular stretchy ones, are biodegradable. They're made of natural rubber latex, you know, comes from trees. You know, it's a renewable source. But, you know, unfortunately, the strings we use, nobody's come up with a biodegradable solution for that. And obviously, you know, the mylar and foils, those are definitely not biodegradable. Mm-hmm. But they are recyclable. You know, and we definitely are trying to push that initiative for recycling as well. In our shop, we just started offering mylar recycling. So anybody can bring mylar from anywhere and, you know, we'll recycle them for them.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So I did a little ChatGPT search just to get an idea of how common this issue is. I still don't really have that, to be honest. It says recent reporting in 2026 notes balloons are much more dangerous to seabirds than hard plastic and regularly show up in shoreline cleanups. But again, I don't know how often that happens. I do understand balloon debris and what that issue can bring, animals eating them, getting tangled in the strings, suffer injury, even death. I understand. I do get that. But I'm wondering how often this happens in comparison to plastic bottles, for example, or people just littering in general, or the rings that come around cans. I'm not saying it's not an issue, but if this is the, like, I look at the current law in Connecticut, it's illegal to release 10 or more balloons at once. Why is it even legal to release less than 10 balloons? I don't understand why that's even legal. To your point, again, we've got Chris here, who is the owner of a local balloon shop here in Milford, Beach Party Balloons. I don't even understand why it's legal at all. So to your point, why not? I understand, sometimes for a memorial or something, you'll see it. But if it's against the law, it's against the law. Like, you should be ticketed or something. I don't know. I'm just wondering, why don't we crack down, or why don't we do better educationally? How do you dispose balloons properly or whatever? I think there's versus banning. That's my point.
I mean, there's definitely an education gap. A lot of people don't know that balloon releases are illegal. People sometimes will come up to us and asking for balloons for balloon release. And, we can't tell people balloons for balloon release, morally and, I'm not going to aid in people trying to destroy our environment, but I try to kindly explain to them and educate them on the topic. There are other alternatives, butterfly releases and such, that people could use to memorialize their loved ones. We totally get the need to feel close to the ones that passed before us. And if you were studying that study before, and that was one of the studies that was kind of brought up by the environmental committee. But that lumped in balloons with other soft plastics, not just exclusively balloons. And balloons only count for about 1% of that 5% of those soft plastics. So I think the impact can be seen, but I feel like the numbers are smaller than the study makes it sound.
Yeah, I don't know, because I didn't hear the public hearing on this, but did the environmental groups that are for passing this, for, again, obvious reasons, I understand, did they give any concrete numbers? I mean, I think that would be my next move with this. I don't know if this legislation is going to get voted through committee, but did you get any sense of how common this really is? Because, again, I'm not finding, like, I think if we're going to crack down on this, I would then want to crack down on, for example, we have a real issue in Connecticut with people cleaning up after their dogs. I mean, if you really want to get into debris and cleaning up the environment, I think we then have to get real about it. Also here in Milford, we've had issues with our water quality because people don't want to clean up after their animals properly. That is a real problem. But you're not going to ban people from having animals. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to have a real...
This would be a statewide ban, We're like, hey, well, people could still go on Amazon, order tank of helium, and blow up their own balloons. And guess what? Those are probably more likely to be released than balloons from a professional,
That's true, too, because does that just lead people to go online or cross state lines to get what they want?
Yeah, if they do that, then, balloons will not be weighted. They will not be educated on that. It leaves a lot of ambiguity in the space. We definitely think that there's a compromise. We talked to a news reporter the other day, and she originally told me that it didn't make it past committee. But then during her actual live coverage, she said it is going to be voted on by the Senate. So we don't have any dates for that yet. So we're still kind of pending for when they get out. They'll actually do vote on that.
Okay. It's definitely an interesting topic. And I think I could see, obviously, where every, a lot of angles are coming from on it. And it's not to say that we don't have an environmental issue with this. Absolutely. But if we want to thoughtfully...
No, we agree. We want to be part of the solution.
There it is. Yep. I think if we thoughtfully want to not drive people out of business... And also, handle this more appropriately. But also, I think we'd have to really thoughtfully look at a lot of different things that are causing issue with our environment and wildlife. Then we should do that. I don't know if this bill does exactly that. And so we'll certainly track it for you and keep you posted, you at home listening, where this bill goes next. Chris, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to go up to to Hartford testifying and for sharing this here on WICC. And certainly we will include the language of the bill for you at home if you want to read it and look through it and then form your own opinion on it. And if you're for or against it, be sure to reach out to your state reps and state senators about this. Chris, thank you so much. And I'm sure I'll be back at the shop really soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, appreciate it. Thank you, Melissa.
No, not a problem at all. And that, again, is Chris, who is the owner of Beach Party Balloons here in Milford. And we'll keep a very close eye on, again, this is Senate Bill 452, an act that would ban helium sales for balloon inflation. So we'll keep an eye on that and let you know what happens next.